You're listening to your NTD Audiocast with me, Ashok Molu. Dengue has become one of the fastest-growing mosquito-borne diseases in the world, with outbreaks increasing and the disease spreading geographically in almost all tropical and subtropical regions. Although about 1 million confirmed cases are reported to the World Health Organization, some estimates put the number of cases at over 50 million annually, with about 20,000 deaths every year. We have with us today Dr. Raman Velayudhan, who is a scientist with WHO's Vector Ecology Management Unit of the Department of Control of Neglected Tropical Diseases in Geneva, Switzerland. Dr. Velayudhan, dengue is in the news every day, almost everywhere in the world. Can you explain why is it still called a neglected tropical disease?
Dengue virus is rapidly expanding its range of distribution and has now become the fastest growing mosquito-borne disease and by far surpasses malaria in terms of the population at risk. But as far as dengue is concerned, there is no concerted effort to control its spread, and this is why it is still regarded as a neglected disease. The majority of the countries are struggling to control outbreaks of dengue, and it is time for more resources to be allocated for sustained dengue prevention and control.
What then are the causes of this increase in cases worldwide?
It is well known that the main causes for the spread of dengue are the increased movement of people and goods, unplanned urbanization, which is due to poor sanitation, lack of water supply, etc., which creates mosquito breeding, anomalies in weather patterns, and of course the adaptability of the mosquitoes to breed in and around human settlement. I just want to share this with you. A recent estimate done by the Pediatric Dengue Vaccine Initiative, which is a broad-based partnership to develop dengue vaccines supported by the governments of endemic countries, academic research centers in the United States and Southeast Asia, and the pharmaceutical industry, shows that 3.6 billion people in 124 countries are at risk of dengue, with approximately 2.1 million severe cases recorded every year. Now, this clearly shows that dengue has spread to more countries, putting a larger number of people at risk than malaria.
Dr. Velayudhan, dengue has been reported in some regions which were previously free of local transmission. What is your assessment of the situation in Europe and in Africa?
The mosquito species that is responsible for the spread of dengue in Europe is known as Aedes albopictus. Since the 1970s, mainly through global trade of car tires, this particular species of mosquito has become increasingly established in many countries in Europe, including France, Greece, Italy, the Netherlands, Slovenia, and Spain. It is also prevalent in neighboring countries such as Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia, Monaco, Montenegro, San Marino, Switzerland, and the Vatican City. Imported cases of dengue fever in travelers returning from countries where dengue is endemic has also been reported in several other European countries in recent years. In Africa, dengue is transmitted mainly by the main vector, Aedes aegypti, and is rapidly spreading in urban centers, and we have recent outbreaks in Cape Verde, Sudan, Yemen, Cote d'Ivoire, Tanzania, Senegal, just to mention a few. Due to the non-existence or limited surveillance in Africa, little is known about the epidemiology of dengue in this continent.
There are basically two types of dengue fever and severe dengue. Can you explain to us the difference between these two types and what are the implications?
Yes, in majority of the cases, dengue fever is a mild flu-like illness, which usually lasts 2 to 7 days with high fever and is often accompanied by facial flushing, general body ache, muscle pain, and headache. Severe dengue, on the other hand, is defined by one or more of the following. It has plasma leakage that may lead to shock and or fluid accumulation with or without respiratory distress, and severe bleeding and even severe organ impairment. Platelet count continues to decrease and there may be bleeding in some parts of the body. Shock may occur when the critical volume of plasma is lost through leakage.
And is this condition fatal then?
Yes, severe dengue caused by vascular leak syndrome, which includes fluid in the blood vessels leaking through the skin and into spaces around the lungs and abdomen. This fluid loss and severe bleeding can cause blood pressure to fall, and then dengue shock syndrome sets in, which is highly fatal.
Is there any vaccine yet for use against dengue?
Dengue is a viral disease caused by four distinct serotypes, namely dengue 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ideally, an effective dengue vaccine should be able to prevent symptomatic disease across the entire spectrum of illness caused by all four dengue virus serotypes. Such vaccines are called tetravalent vaccine candidates, covering all four serotypes, and is currently in phase 2 clinical trial, which is limited focused study. This has to be followed by phase 3 large-scale trials. Assuming continued success of outcomes, initial submission to regulatory authorities are envisaged within 5-year period. But we need to remember that the product has been under development for over 15 years now.
Dr. Velayudhan, scientists are also working on sterile male mosquitoes to help control the spread of dengue. How does that work?
Scientists have developed genetically modified sterile males that can be released into the wild to mate with the female mosquitoes. This would result in sterile eggs being produced, leading to the decline of the population in the wild. The WHO and the Special Program for Research and Training in Tropical Disease, also called TDR, is currently developing guidance framework for testing genetically modified mosquitoes for safety, efficacy, and addressing regulation and ethical, social, and cultural issues.
Dr. Velayudhan, what should be done to implement prevention and control of dengue?
Dengue control initiatives needs to shift from emergency response to sustained control initiatives with active support from the community in endemic countries. Integrated vector management approaches have proved to be effective in select countries. We need to target all stages of the mosquito, namely the immature stage, egg and larvae, and the adult. Eggs of Aedes mosquitoes can survive in a dry environment and become active as soon as it comes into contact with water, and this should be addressed by simple source reduction measures. Member countries should thus be encouraged to adapt and reorient vector control programs according to the threat of dengue and chikungunya in their area.
You just mentioned chikungunya. Is chikungunya transmitted by the same vector?
Yes, chikungunya is also a viral disease that is spread by the same species of mosquitoes. It causes fever, severe joint pain, headache, nausea, fatigue, and rash. This disease shares the same clinical signs with dengue and is not usually fatal. However, the joint pains and aches could last for a long time. At present, it occurs in Africa, Asia, and the Indian subcontinent.
Dr. Velayudhan, thank you very much for your time and for talking to us today. And this brings us to the end of our audio cast. My name is Ashok Mulu.